Hi, this is Tony Robbins. Welcome to Live with Passion. Listen, first, I really want to congratulate you on taking the time to listen to this program and for investing in it. And I say that not because you've invested in my date program, but because there's so many people out there that talk a really great game, but they don't live it. You know what I mean? So many people out there say, I want a greater life. I want to achieve this great goal. I have this great dream. I want to turn to reality. But what do? Usually nothing. Usually day after day, they don't make any real progress towards achieving those goals. They're not investing in themselves in solutions and tools and into ideas that can make a difference. So I want to really congratulate you because you're one of the few who do versus the many who talk. And for that reason, I feel a real kinship with you because what you're doing right now, I've been doing myself for more than 21 years now. What do I mean? Well, I'm talking about listening to audio tapes, attending seminars, reading books, feeling my mind, and then applying what I've learned immediately to get results in my life. And it all started for me many, many years ago, but it started in a day when I finally got fed up, when I finally said, I'm not willing to settle for less than I can be, never again. And when I found that internal passion, when I made that shift in my life, I've never looked back since then. And that's why this subject means so much to me and why I'm so thrilled that it means enough for you to take the time to really listen to this audio program. So I want to get started, but before I do, let me also say this. You and I are probably a lot more alike than you realize. I mean, think about it. We're both crazy, outrageous people that are saying, I will not settle for less than I can be or do or feel or experience in my life. I mean, if you think about it, there's really a big difference between just merely achieving your goals and living a life of passion. I mean, where you love your life, where you love your career, you love your family, your friends, the people around you, where you look forward to each and every day. Maybe ultimate passion is when you can get to that point where no matter what happens in your life, even when the biggest challenge happens, even when the greatest injustices occur, you just grab a hold of them and you suck the juice out of that experience. You say to yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I apply this? You find a way to use whatever life gives you to create a life of even greater meaning. Now, by the way, is that what most people do? Well, you and I both know the answer is no. I mean, every day you look around and walk around and you see people around you that look half dead. I mean, it makes me sad. There seems to be no joy in their life. There's no drive in these people. They're kind of just surviving. It's like somewhere along the line, they settled for so much less than they could be. And maybe it happened many years ago. Maybe years ago, they had great goals and great dreams and a great drive for a life of meaning. But what happened to them? Well, what almost happened to me? What may have happened at one time in your life? They had big goals, they had big dreams, they went for it, they were excited, and they pushed hard. Maybe they disciplined themselves, maybe they gave their all, and they were disappointed, or maybe even betrayed. I know I felt that many times in my life, and I'm sure you have as well. But what do you do with that? That's what determines whether you develop a passionate life, or one that you have to constantly make excuses for, or one where inside of you, you have to settle and say, those people out there that are so excited, so passionate, oh, it's phony, it's fake, it's just a bunch of positive thinking. See, what happens for a lot of people is they don't want to be disappointed anymore. So what they do is they disassociate. They start saying, oh, don't get your hopes up. Hey, you know, don't get overly excited about this stuff. Come on, what are you, naive? They become skeptical. They become pessimistic. But the truth is when people say they're skeptical or they're pessimistic, what they're really saying is, I'm fearful. I mean, people who are skeptical are just afraid of being disappointed. They're afraid of being hurt. They're afraid to feel that feeling that comes from not winning. But listen to me. In any sport, if you're going to be victorious, you've got to be willing to risk that loss, that sense of pain. That also, by the way, that pain may be the very thing that gives you the drive to move forward and achieve more than you ever have before in your life. You know, Michael Jordan is someone I've had the privilege of spending some time with. I mean, talk about a genius in the basketball ring. A genius in any sport. He's the best that probably has ever existed there.